Hey, everybody, let's talk about game time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. And here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas, so you need to see the view from your seat. You also need to all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hello, Short Porch, and hello, Freddie Freeman.
The Rich Eisen Show, live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Snap back to Jones.
Ball's out of the way. TJ Watt. And
recovered by TJ Watt.
I'm not surprised by it, but it doesn't mean that it's not appreciated.
Earlier on the show, Indiana head coach Kurt Cignetti, ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky. Coming up, Atlanta Dream co-owner Renee Montgomery, plus latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, fair warning, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show. What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, recording with Mike Pereira. As soon as we're done, there are some donuts with Oreo cookies in the middle of them.
I saw that.
That have now been brought to bear here.
Is it weird that like every Tuesday around this time, I sit here and look around the corner because I know either Susie or Amy are going to bring us a treat.
Here's the thing, Susie brought these today, and I know they're not for me. And that if I even look in that direction, there's going to be a problem.
Wait, what does that mean?
She does not intend for me to eat a donut with an Oreo cookie in the middle of it.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
I don't know. What do you mean?
This is not good for me.
Oh.
So give them to us?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Oh, she doesn't care if you get fat and lazy.
Wow. Okay. You know what I mean? Well, I'm already rocking chubby, so a donut's fine for me. Wow. But, you know.
Mike, are you into that stuff or what?
Oh, he's in shape now. No, I can't. I was actually talking to Hoskins about our guest coming up, but yes, okay. I didn't hear everything you guys said.
Understood.
You were talking about food. I cannot have those things.
Why?
He's in shape now.
I'm in shape, Rich. I mean, I'm working out. I'm at the gym.
You're a shape.
I'm in shape.
Wow. Oh, my word.
I'm 48 pounds down.
This is not the way I intended hour three to begin.
That's disrespectful, right?
Everybody, if I lose 48 pounds, you would think something is seriously wrong with me.
Guys, exactly. Everybody put 48 pounds. Everybody needs to put their best foot forward here. Because we have ownership in the house.
We got Miss Renee Montgomery.
Okay, we've got a champion in the house. You understand?
You know?
And also,
hey, listen, y'all need to talk nice to yourselves. What's going on out here?
Normally, Renee, normally we do. This is not our best foot forward. We should, you know. Thankfully, you're here to class it up. To be honest with you.
Happy birthday, Susie!
She is here. It's good to see you, Renee Montgomery. A Radical Act, Renee Montgomery, is a new documentary right here on Roku. It's streaming exclusively on the Roku channel. There you are in the boardroom. Is that the actual Atlanta Dream boardroom? Where are we in this photograph right here?
Yeah, that's actually the Atlanta Dream offices. That is where it is. It's downtown, right next to State Farm Arena, right next to Mercedes-Benz. So, yeah, it's a nice location.
Okay. If I had told you when you were growing up in West Virginia that you would be the first ever NBA player, let alone champion, to be a co-owner and executive of a basketball team in the professional women's basketball league called the WNBA, what would you have said if I told you that?
I would have said, what are you talking about, Rich? I would have been, you know, it's crazy because at that time, I was really just thinking about winning a championship. So young me would have been like, so does that mean I made it to the WNBA? If I did that, like I would have had so many questions. But man, what a journey. I mean, just think about sports and where sports takes you. It's like, who would have thought from West Virginia sports would have taken me all the way to Atlanta to be a co-owner and VP? It's wild. It's wild.
So did you always know, like, when did you start thinking, you know, the way to win here is to own something? When did that light bulb go over your head to say there's a bigger way, Renee?
I'd say that light bulb went off when my wife said it to me. Probably just like everybody was like, she brought the idea to me in a sense of, every year I was just thinking about winning a championship. I was thinking about, you know, my role on the team. How can I get better? My day revolved around making sure my body was ready. And then when everything started happening in 2020, my wife was like, you know, why don't you buy the team? And I'm like, baby, what are you talking about? Like, this is, don't you know our situation? And she was just like, you know, I just think that this is an opportunity that you have to really take into account. And the more I started to think about it, the more I wanted it. And once you know, you can't unknow. And so it became a mission after that.
Right. And then to serve as vice president and co-owner of the Atlanta Dream, how much of your day, because again, that's not the only thing that you do. How much of your day is taken up with actual business like that?
Well, man, right now I feel like, well, we just had a call yesterday with the ownership group. We have another one coming up. You know, we're meeting people, recapping the season. There's a lot going on. You know, I meet with Morgan, our president, weekly. Morgan, Suzanne, and I have a weekly standing meeting. You know, there's a lot to get done because, you know, with the WNBA, we have small but mighty teams. And so we have groups that are doing a lot, and we want to make sure that, you know, we're tapped into what Atlanta wants, tapped into what our athletes want. It's an exciting job, though. Having said all of that, I love that that is my actual job. So it never gets old.
How much do you miss playing when you're seeing the Lynx take on the Liberty in a game five of a WNBA? Like, I'll be honest, that took place on a Sunday night. This was also, you know, this was also a Sunday night where there was a Sunday night football game going on and a big time baseball game going on. And in my household, we had all three on at once, Liberty and Lynx. And then these other games, how much do you miss actually playing?
Renee? Man, I don't know. I feel like I'm still in the game. You know, I pull up on training camp, and if anybody's been to an Atlanta Dream game and seen me courtside, I'm part of the team. Like, I'm dapping up the players. I'm hype. I'm getting onto the officials the same way. But to your point, it's crazy because so I was on that Minnesota Lynx team from 2015 to 2017, where we went to the finals every single year. Mm-hmm. 2015, we went game 5 of 5, won the championship. 2016, we went to 4 games and we lost, and then made it back 2017, went to 5 games again, and we won the championship. And a lot of people consider that stretch the best finals ever. You know, they talk about that stretch a lot where it had your buzzer beaters, it had the stars, it had the Maya Moore, Simone Augusta, Sylvia Fowles, then it had Candace Parker and her squad, Nneka Ogumike on the other side. It had it all. And I say that to say that this year, I don't know, man, I think that they might have beaten us. They might take the cake. I mean, they went to 5 games. They had an 18-point comeback, which ties the largest in WNBA Finals history, going all the way back to 1992. Teresa Weatherspoon with the half-court shot. They had, you know, all 4 of the 5 games went to the last shot of the game. Mm-hmm. We had overtime. We had a 15-point comeback. We had the MVP candidates. We had just everything. So this WNBA Finals, yeah, I think they take the cake of best finals ever. And to your point, going against NFL, going against baseball, and still drawing 2+ million viewers on a night like that. Yeah, it's time. It's up. It's up.
Yeah. In our household, that was up on the big screen. We you know, when it went to overtime, we decided, you know what, screw the multi-view. We were watching in our household, certainly with our 11-year-old daughter being a hooper who came up with a crucial 4-point play like she was Larry Johnson in Madison Square Garden this
very
weekend. No, that happened. So I am mandated to ask you, because again, you're a broadcaster as well as an owner in the WNBA who just admitted you get on officials. How would you have gotten on the officials on the Alana Smith foul on Breonna Stewart at the very end of that game? Where would you have landed on that one, Renee?
So my 2 cents on that is that it's part of the human error is a part of the game. So that's always going to be a part. A block charge call is a bang bang play. That's probably one of the hardest calls to make in the game. But my problem lies with the review. So I feel like there can be human error as we're running up and down and you make a call. But But if you make a if you throw the flag and I want a review on the play, mm-hmm. I think that that might be where we need to have a third party coming in, making sure that we get the call right, whatever the call is. So whether that call is right or wrong, that's just not, it's not my concern. But I think that a lot of other leagues have gotten to the point where they have the Secaucus or they have the HQ where the refs come in. They review it from 100,000 angles. And from their angles, they can conclude that this is the right answer. I feel like that's a better process. So I'm more concerned about the process of things rather than was the call right? Was the call wrong? You're going to have that with human error. But I think the process of reviews, maybe we need a third party.
Renee Montgomery here in the Rich Eisen Show. A few minutes left. In our conversation here. Again, the documentary is called A Radical Act. Renee Montgomery released a couple of weeks ago right here on the Roku portal where you're watching this show every single day. And if I'm not mistaken, where a new show with Hello Sunshine that is produced by my wife will include you as a co-host very shortly on Women's Sports every single week, Renee Montgomery.
Wait, Rich, did you just announce that? Like,
I don't care. It's going to happen in this studio, Renee, so I'm just going to announce it. I don't care. I'll just throw it out there. I'm excited for this. This is exciting news, so we're excited about it. That's for sure. And, you know, let me ask you this question because I think I'm very proud of myself. 10 minutes in, and I haven't mentioned the name Caitlin Clark yet. So how much from ownership was there a Caitlin Clark effect? Was it truly real, bottom line? And obviously there were many talented rookies that came in this year.
Yeah.
But I'll just throw her name out in particular, since that's one that obviously is on a lot of people's minds, Renee.
Yes. I think there's a real effect there. I think that this draft class led by Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, there's a real demand. There's a real following. There are fans that are online, and there's also fans that are following and at the games and wearing jerseys. And there is a real connect there. Like, I even just coming in and seeing the amount of new fans that we have this year, I think that Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, they will have forever changed. You know, they're that crossover group. For a long time, we've known that women's college basketball is probably one of the highest peaks you can be at, where whether it's viewership, whether it's how you're treated, whether it's fan attendance, women's college basketball has always been at the top echelon. And so now we were always waiting on that group that carried over the women's college basketball fandom to the WNBA. Like, why was there a disconnect? Why was there super, super strong Tennessee Vol fans and super strong UConn fans? And then they carry over to the pros, but sometimes they'll hit us up and be like, hey, oh, you are my favorite player. Where are you playing at again? Because there's that disconnect between WNBA and college. With Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, I've just seen that carryover has happened. Not just their LSU fans, but the fans that are interested in the college drama, the college matchups, the college everything. Those same fans are excited and interested in these WNBA matchups. That's what's new. You know, we've always had a fan base when it came to women's college basketball. It's just it wasn't carrying over. It is now.
What about the bad blood too, right? I mean, the fact that it's carried over and there's a visceral aspect of this as well that I think plays and definitely brings a level of interest, Renee.
Yeah, you know, I said it on my podcast, Montgomery & Company, that we love when fans are all in. Like, there's nothing wrong with a fan hating the opposing team's favorite player. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's no issue. It's how you go about hating. You can say, like, LeBron James, you're the worst. You can say whatever you want. But if you start to have a racist tone to how you hate, that's when you got a problem. But I love a good fan that can't sleep after the team loses. I love a fan that is so far in that they got their own superstitions that they make sure so that they don't make their team lose. I love that level of rivalry and hate and, you know, the Lakers, Celtics, if it's the bad blood. But we just got to make sure that we keep the hate in line of sports hate. Don't let it fall over into racism. Don't let it fall over and just make it something different than it is. You can hate a favorite player. Just we got to keep it within the parameters. So, yeah, there is some other stuff happening that, of course, we don't want in the game. But don't get it twisted that we love a good matchup. We love a good rivalry. The sports junkies, we're here for that. But just we want to keep it in the right frame.
No doubt. Absolutely. And I totally agree with you on that. I was referring to the bad blood between the players. You know what I mean? Oh. Like, that's what I was referring to, like a rivalry between the players, like that they're going to be throwing down on each other or on occasion throwing an elbow or a shoulder. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I that's the sort of stuff that I thought was playing pretty well. That's,
I mean, I'm here for that. And that's been here. And to that point of like anybody that's played against Diana Taurasi, you know, you already know she probably gave half the league their welcome to the league moment. Like that's just this woman by herself. She gave me mine. You know, it's like, you know, you hear when you catch a bow by Diana or she hits you with an elbow and shoots it. They call the foul on you and she makes it. You know, you in the league. So this is. That's definitely been there because you have players like I said, Diana, who are forever going to be that one that she don't care. Like there's certain players that she will give you hugs and kisses before the game and knock your teeth out during the game. That is my true story. That is my testimony. So it's like I love it here. And I love that that energy is still bring coming.
But you both went to UConn, Renee. I mean, that doesn't matter. That doesn't cut it.
Well, that's why she does it, and that's why I respect it. Listen, I went to UConn too, so that's why I respect it, and I don't take offense to it because what happens during the game, charge it to my head, not my heart. Like everybody, we know what it is. But after the game, yeah, she want to take you to have some wine and ask you how your family's doing, and I respect that. You know, I was trained the same.
I bet. How do you like your doc?
I love it. Actually, have you seen my doc, Rich?
Renee, I have 3 children, 2 jobs, 2 dogs. I don't watch a damn thing, you know. So no offense, but I do look forward to seeing it.
Okay, right. Well, you got to let me know after you see it. But okay. I think that my doc, you know, I feel vulnerable. Obviously, Sandrine, our director, did such an amazing job of taking footage that my wife was taking during those moments where everybody was like not around and we're just in the house and someone calls. There's Sandrine right there on the screen. She took archival footage that my parents have just been keeping. A lot of people know my UConn days and into the pro, but a lot of people haven't seen my high school hoop days, those AAU days where, you know, you're just trying to figure it out and get it in. And so she took all of that and made an hour and 44 minute film. You know, the WNBA, we call ourselves one of the 144, even though we're expanding now and it won't be 144 WNBA players. But man, this whole documentary, for me, it's like, wow, you know, usually you see documentaries get made about the person that leads in the stat sheet every time, not the person that's always willing to give the assist or the person that's trying to make other people look good. So just to have a documentary about me and all the journey that I went through to get to where I am. A lot of times people see me and they see how I'm very optimistic and excited and enthused about life. And they almost treat my positivity as like toxic positivity where I don't see the problems that are going on. But it's like I've seen the problems my whole career. I've ran into them. I'm 5'6". So I've seen problems all my life. But I just choose to focus on the solutions. And so that's what a radical act is. It's just focusing on the positivity. And of course, there's going to be a lot of negativity around. And of course, in sports, it's a competitive game. But I choose to focus on, you know, like what I can do, how I can win, and leave all the other stuff out.
Outstanding. And it's available right here on the Roku channel. Before I let you go, what's that net from behind you or on your right shoulder?
Oh, this net right here?
Yeah, what's that net?
This is my UConn 2009 undefeated championship net. I was wearing it around my neck all night. I wore it to the parade. Everybody that's seen the photos know I wore it to the parade. Yeah. I slept in it. I used to pray for times like this to rhyme like this. That's what that net is to me. Mm-hmm. So
got to keep it. That's yours because you put around your neck and say you dared any like Gino to take it off you or something or like what? Like that's yours?
No, you know, it's crazy because Coach Ariema, I only have one championship in college. And I say that and it's like because when you go to UConn, you're expected to win multiples. So it took me until my senior year to win my one. So it wasn't that I told everybody here, this is mine. It was crazy that Coach Ariema that whole season wanted our underclassmen to try to win it for the upperclassmen because he didn't want us to go down in history as the worst UConn team ever because I didn't get a championship. So this was definitely earned, blood, sweat, and tears for sure.
Fantastic. Awesome. Renee, congrats on everything going on with your life and your career, and I look forward to seeing more of you real soon.
Yes, we'll be around. I mean, you burst out the announcement. Shouts to Susie and Cassie and the whole crew, and shouts to Roku fam, baby. We still doing this thing.
That's right, exactly. You've got your documentary, and again, the with Hello Sunshine, and that'll be exciting. And Susie's in the back right now. She greenlit me coming out here and saying it. Renee.
Okay, good, because I didn't want you to get in trouble, Rich. I was about to say,
It's all good. Thanks again. Appreciate you joining. Congrats on everything going on.
Later, guys.
Renee Montgomery. Check out A Radical Act right here on the Roku.
Man, that energy is infectious.
It's no doubt, right?
Love it.
A wide receiver trade has happened during that conversation.
Yes.
I am unfamiliar with it. I can't wait for it. You know what? I'm going to stay off of my computer, you will just surprise me.
Lots of wide receiver news.
Not yet. We're going to take a break. And then here it comes. We'll get that. And certainly with Stephon Diggs with the news, we're wondering if a lot of teams need wide receivers.
Yes.
Okay. That's next. And it's an Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday when we come back. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat. Literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
I don't know if you're aware, but you going to Yale was brought up on game 2 of the NBA Finals.
No way.
Yes, because...
Was it the part where the Cavs were really losing at the end?
No, it's not that. It's not that, no. It's that Jeff Van Gundy, who was on the broadcast, said he went to school with you.
No way.
In a class. Do you...
Sorry, Jeff, don't remember you. You weren't that memorable.
You don't remember Jeff Van Gundy in class?
I'm afraid I don't.
Because the reverse is true.
No. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
no.
Your phone wasn't lighting up from friends saying...
No, hey. I wish I'd seen him. I would have been able to see his face and maybe, you know, but
well,
I was...
I think we could... Can we bring up a picture of Jeff Van Gundy? I don't know. So just stroll down memory lane here. The one in the middle is Jeff Van Gundy. Does that ring a bell
that
to you?
That rings no bell whatsoever. I'm so sorry, Jeff.
No class reunions at all with Dean Jody Foster and Jeff Van Gundy. Okay.
We noticed you mentioned on the air that you were classmates with Jody Foster at Yale.
Yeah, and then you cheap shotted me afterwards.
No, I don't know. I don't
like,
know about cheap.
You brought her on and just feigned total indifference to my existence in the world. It was a setup. I mean, our freshman year, there was 12 guys on the floor. We all threw in $100 and said, hey, the first guy that gets a date with Jody Foster, you win the money. I'm coming back from the gym in the early fall, and there's a candy shop right outside the big quad for freshmen. The popcorn is popping. It smells great. And from behind me, someone goes, man, that popcorn smells good. And I turn around, and it's her. And I totally choke, and I say, yeah, yeah. And I run to my dorm. right? I was scared. I was intimidated by it.
Check it all out on our YouTube channel. Lots of good stuff. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right, as promised, hit it, Mike Del Tufo.
Here it comes.
Boom! And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
Best drop in the business. Honestly, oh, the greatest breaking news drop in the business. Chris Brockman, what's happened?
Rich?
Yes, sir?
The Carolina Panthers have traded Diontae Johnson to the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay. Former Steeler going to the Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens.
And he is now joining the Ravens wide receiver room. And Ian Rappaport saying it's a pick swap between the teams. Baltimore's fifth for Carolina's sixth rounder this year. So they're sending Diontae Johnson and a sixth rounder for a five. Okay.
Okay.
So Baltimore gets a sixth and a receiver and coughs up a five. Makes sense to me, man. Makes sense to me.
Thought Houston might have been in on that this afternoon.
Well, again, maybe they're just finally learning the news today that Stephon Diggs is out for the rest of the season. Short week, too, man. That's another reason why you're not making a trade now.
Major bummer.
I mean, they play in 2 days.
Yeah.
And it was in non-contact. You could see he just kind of...
Yeah, you could see it.
...crumpled and went down running a route against the Colts.
Yep.
And so it'll cost the Ravens just $3.8 million in salary. And Diontae Johnson didn't play this week, and a lot of folks were wondering it's just to keep him healthy to trade him, and they did. And for Baltimore, I mean, here we go. Add him to the mix. With, you know, Zay Flowers and Diontae Johnson and Rashad Bateman and Nelson Agholor and the two tight ends and Lively and Mark Andrews coming alive. And you got yourself Derrick Henry and Justice Hill and Keaton Mitchell's going to come back at some point, one would think. That's it. That's your Baltimore Ravens going into the final stretch on offense. Probably missed a couple here and there. And as for the Houston Texans, I mean, just right now, on Thursday Night Football against the Jets, they will be on the field trying to get to 7-2. Their wide receivers will be Tank Dell, Bobby Trees.
Bobby Trees is back.
Robert Woods.
Can't quit him.
John Metchie III.
Yep.
Xavier Hutchinson and Steven Sims. That's it. Because Nico Collins is one more week on injured reserve. Yeah. They think he'll be back for week 10 against the Lions. So Tank Dell went from a number three guy that had gotten lost in the shuffle because Nico Collins was putting up all pro numbers and Stephon Diggs was being added to the mix. And you know, he was, didn't they also let him be a free agent this year too? This was his walk year.
Yeah. So Stephon Diggs is a free agent next year. So now he, you know, it's going to be tough to be back for the start of the season next year. On whatever team he signs with.
And Tank Dell's now the number one receiver for the Houston Texans. Yeah. The question is, can he
do it?
On a short week, too.
Yeah. Looks like a heavy Dalton Schultz game.
You guys know what I was thinking
Cade
yesterday.
Cade Stover as well. I think Cade Stover is the guy who massaged the leather, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, right.
Yep.
From the Buckeyes.
You know, I was thinking yesterday watching the Steelers.
What were you thinking yesterday watching the Steelers, TJ Jefferson?
I understand George Pickens is just like one of these.
He's a freak.
Freak talents.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
I kind of feel like in order to really secure their place in the postseason and go a little bit further, Steelers should go out and make a move for a veteran wideout that is, I would say, a little bit more dependable, a little bit more. I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but George Pickens, it just sometimes seems like he does, like you said,
the
incredible things.
Doesn't get the 2 feet
incredibly
down.
But then, like, the simple stuff.
The
like
routine
when you
stuff
need,
routinely.
When you need, like, a slant or just something simple.
But who
like,
is it? Who's the guy?
I don't
Pittsburgh?
Know. Like, is Julio Jones still available? I mean, someone
nice.
Like that, you
no.
don't need to be your top guy.
They've been trying,
but,
they've
but
been trying
you
for
go
all
to
year.
In a pinch.
They tried to get Brandon Ayuk in the summer.
Yep.
They're apparently in on Davante Adams, or at least trying to basically say, you want to play with somebody who's not one of your BFFs? I mean, they've been trying.
They've been trying. I just kind of feel like that might be the one thing that they can really propel them and put them over the top.
They might have been in on Christian Kirk before he got injured on Sunday.
They certainly weren't getting Deontay Johnson back.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
They weren't in that mix.
Well, league rules, I think, stipulate.
Yeah, I don't think Amari Cooper, the Browns were going to go and help them out.
Yeah, they're not going to be in on T. Higgins in case.
And again, I'm just wondering if the Houston Texans, when they leave MetLife, you know, knock on a Jets locker room door, say, can we have Mike Williams to take with us?
Mike Williams, Jalen Hyatt is a name that's always been thrown out there.
From the Giants?
From the Giants.
I mean, I guess I'm asking for you guys a thought and opinion on that.
Oh, sure. Like, I mean, but TJ, I don't think you're off base because the Steelers have been attempting to do that for months. Since August when they were, in late July maybe, when they were trying to get in on Brandon Ayuk. And it looked like they were ready to get him. Until the Niners, you know, and Ayuk finally came around for each other. I'm just looking across the league. Who's, you know, the Niners are expecting everybody back. They're expecting Juwan Jennings back. They're not going to get Ayuk. I mean, with New Orleans, I mean, they already lost some. They already lost Raheed Shaheed.
Yeah, I doubt they'd trade
who's, like,
Chris Olave.
Who's out and would be willing to flip somebody a receiver here?
That's what I was looking at. Is there anybody left on the Raiders?
I don't think so. I mean, New England's not going to flip anybody.
Well, who wants any of their receivers?
Come on now. Tennessee?
Calvin.
That's what Traylon Burks everybody keeps mentioning, right?
Yeah, Calvin Ridley just got there.
But that's not who you're talking about. You're talking about Mike Williams would be that guy. And Williams would be the guy, but I don't know if that actually fits their offense. They'd know better.
Yeah, true.
Honestly, they should call the Jets about Devontae Adams.
Get out of here. That's crazy talk.
The Jets aren't winning anything. The Steelers can go to the Super Bowl.
It'll be just like the Jets to just trade away the guy that they just got and then fire their interim head coach. Just like just start doing really wild, crazy stuff.
Can't be any worse.
You're not wrong on that front.
Can't get any worse.
All right, it's an overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
I actually didn't step on it this time, huh?
You're learning, Rich. Good job, man.
Thank you.
Proud of you guys. Everybody good? Tuesday, Mike?
Yeah.
You feeling all right?
Yeah.
Mike was feisty this morning. looks great, though, TJ. You're talking about the Steelers. They're going to the AFC Championship game. You see Mike Tomlin? Found the camera and gave the old Top Gun thumbs up. They are feeling themselves.
They are.
Why can't this team be a part of the Final Four?
Why not? I totally hear you. They are 6-2. I actually was coming to work today, thinking about where I'm putting them in my power rankings tomorrow.
Better be high.
Okay, was that a threat? I mean, I don't understand.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to come off. It seems
like he's so
aggressive. I'm just saying.
Yeah, aggressive and menacing.
Like he grabbed you by your shirt collar and put you up against the wall.
Better be high.
Better be high.
We're not going to apologize for winning.
Thank you, Coach Tomlin.
I mean, you only got a 7-0 team in Kansas City and a 6-1 team in the Lions and a whole bunch of 6-2 teams. I guess it better be high.
They should be third.
Oh, really?
You just talked it out.
What about the Texans at 6-2? What about the Packers
at 6-2? Well, the Texans have no receivers. The
what
Packers
about the
have
Commanders
an injured quarterback. The Commanders really haven't played anybody and got
you know
a fluke.
No.
Hail Mary.
Now you've pissed me off. This is an overreaction.
Stay by your phone, man. I may need you.
I think it's an overreaction.
Russ looks good.
I will just repeat
Russ
again.
Looks good, Mike.
I will repeat again what we said all summer long and all or actually all summer long since the schedule came out and we saw that the Ravens have the entirety of their AFC North schedule. And this is when the Bengals were everybody's like Burrow's healthy. And we were all like, you know, can Deshaun Watson be elite? Maybe the Browns. Like we went higher register on the Browns and we were all believing on the Ravens.
Yep.
We saw their entire schedule from week 11 on.
Pittsburgh
schedule. It's their entire AFC North schedule that they have to do two things. Make sure the quarterback is set and make hay in the first half of the season.
Yep.
And here they are hitting their week 9 bye.
And they've done it.
At 6-2 with their quarterback situation looking pretty damn set and good.
The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
And then so...
Imagine if Dak didn't get them a couple weeks ago.
So the rest of it, the rest of it is, at this point in time, an overreaction.
They've lost two games by 6 points.
What else you got, Chris?
Man. All right, let's go to one of the teams that actually beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. We can all agree that Dallas is going to have a new coach next year, right? Jerry just needs to put Mike McCarthy out of his misery right now.
But what does that do? You're getting rid of your play caller and your head coach. So what are you going to do? Tell Mike Zimmer you're now in charge
and then
hand the offensive play calling out? Okay. It makes no sense.
If you're going to fire the guy anyway, do it now.
Yeah, but right now... Why would you?
They're in 13th place.
Why would you
in the NFC?
Why would you remove your play caller and start from scratch and have everybody have to start learning everything new again?
TJ, are the plays any good anyway?
I mean, we have concepts of plays.
Who's the guy that would be? Who's the one who's dialing up the offense then? If you do that, come on now.
Yeah,
I don't think that handles anything.
Help.
That does nothing. Look at how did it help the Jets?
But doing nothing,
the Jets?
Doing nothing has gotten Dallas to this point.
That said, changing this right now is a total overreaction. Period. End of story. We will hear from Joe. Oh, by the way, it's a Tuesday.
Oh, did
on
he
a
speak?
Jerry Jones speaks on a Tuesday. Tuesday. What else, Chris?
Oh, man. All right. Well, I had a different one written for the Colts.
You but now you got to switch it up.
You want to know what I had?
Yes, please.
Here's what I had. If the Colts are serious about winning, Joe Flacco needs to start. Congratulations. They're serious about winning. Well, Joe Flacco is going to lead the Colts to the AFC South title.
Okay. I love your moxie, man.
Think about it.
Okay.
Houston is now down a second receiver who was, QB, a wide receiver 7 in my fantasy league, Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
They have no one to catch the ball. Joe Mixon has kind of been their whole offense.
Okay.
C.J. Stroud has looked less than compared to last year.
I would agree.
Sophomore slump a little bit.
I would agree on all of this.
This division is ripe for the taking.
Do we have the standings at the ready, if you don't mind?
Joe Flacco can do this, people.
So the issue, Chris, is something called, what's the word for it? Maybe I have it written down here. Reality. Oh, there it is. There's the word right there.
Are you doubting this guy? Off the couch to the playoff last year with Cleveland?
They'd have to be 2.5 games better. They'd have to be 3 games better than the Texans the rest of the way.
All right, well, they're going
to
win this week.
Oh, against this 5-2 Vikings.
Against a sliding Vikings team?
A sliding Vikings team that lost twice in 5 days to the Lions and the Rams and are getting T.J. Hockenson back, so the offense is actually going to improve. And again,
maybe we don't know what Hockenson looks like.
Thorny,
I know what Joe Flacco looks like.
It's the thorny issue of having lost both to the Texans. That's it. Texans have the tiebreak in their back pocket moving forward. And yes, they do have a receiver health problem at present going into the Jets who can't put they can't tie their friggin' shoelaces at this point in time consistently enough. So you're saying you're just assuming the Jets haven't won a game in over a month.
I know. Given your
team
the benefit
beat
of the doubt,
Texans, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
A road game.
Overreaction.
Road team struggle on Thursday
you're on
night.
Fire today.
Then the Texans play the Lions and the Cowboys, two easily losable games.
Oh, suddenly now you're putting the Cowboys down as you're putting the Texans down for the Cowboys as a winnable game. The Cowboys now can actually start looking at games and calling them winnable just because they're Dallas.
I mean, they have concepts of plays.
What else?
I don't know.
Concepts.
I don't know. Rich, I'm looking ahead to next year because I want things out there in case they hit so I can say, hey, I'm right.
Yes.
We can agree things are not going good in Las Vegas, right?
I think so. TJ, you want to add a third Hosanna there?
For the Raiders.
Yes.
For the
Raiders.
I think that's safe to say.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
The Sanders will be in Las Vegas next year. Dion, head coach.
Oh.
Shadur, QB1.
I don't know about that, dude.
Tom Brady, new owner, has already said he's going to be involved in personnel and decision making.
That would be fascinating.
This is a splash.
Dion's already said he has no desire to go to the pros. Those things can obviously change. I understand that. Dion and Antonio Pierce, if I'm not mistaken, are represented by the same individual as well. That'll be a thorny way of going about business. I don't know. I think if there's any coach that's going to Vegas, isn't Tom's going to have a say in this whole thing? Doesn't Tom want Bill? Isn't that the whole conversation? Beneath the radar.
How about splash? How about name recognition?
No,
how about
I
selling tickets?
Oh, I'm not saying that that isn't splashy or ticket sales.
And don't you think Dion's going to want his son to go to a perfect situation? He's not going to let him go to Cleveland or the Giants or any of these teams that are kind of,
I don't know,
dumpster fires a little bit. He's get to coach his own son pros.
Right now, the Raiders have the 7th pick. Might not be good enough.
They're going to keep losing games. They're going to keep losing games.
What else, Chris?
I just want it out there.
What else?
All right, we're already seeing wide receivers on the move right now already with the Deontay Johnson trade. And I think we're going to see some more before the trade deadline next week. Teams need to be calling the Bengals for T. Higgins.
That's not an overreaction. That's not. I don't know. I mean, why wouldn't you? If you're the Texans, why wouldn't you? Say we already got Mixon, let's get Higgins.
Right.
Let's keep going. Let's keep adding from your offense.
Why not? I mean, he's not coming back next year. He's on his 5th year.
Right.
He's not going to get franchised again.
I just think the Bengals aren't out of it.
Ooh.
That's it.
3-5.
I know. So what?
What do you mean, so what?
So what?
Have you watched them play this year? They don't look good. At all.
I picked them to win the division.
4 at home.
I want to be right.
I understand.
I just don't think you're looking at Joe Burrow and say, hey, Joe, who just came out and said we have a win. They think it's a winnable scenario to have 10 wins by the end of the day. I just don't think the Bengals are ready to tap out of it yet. Now, if Cincinnati somehow loses at home to the Raiders, now you're kind of talking. But other than that, though, I think that's sure. You can call. But I think the Bengals are hanging up on people.
You need to call.
You got one more?
Last one.
Okay.
Sometimes you look at a team and you just say, wow.
Wait a minute. If this is the one more, I mean, I don't know.
Well, it wasn't like a...
Oh, okay. You think we need one more?
Well, see, I'm not really surprised because I knew this was the last one.
Oh, okay. All right.
Other times there's one more. I'm like, whoa, there's one more?
So maybe I can be surprised?
Sure.
Is there one more, Chris?
Yeah.
You think we need one more?
Wait.
All right, we'll get one more.
Oh, my goodness. Where did that come from? I wasn't expecting that.
Doesn't it feel good to do that?
No. Here it comes.
Nice. Okay.
Sometimes teams are just destined, right? Things break their way, this, that, the division stinks, and we're up here now.
I love the setup. I don't know what it is. Where's the pitch? Here comes the pitch.
Here it comes.
The Commanders are winning a playoff game this year.
Oh, I don't think that's an overreaction at all, bud.
Yeah. Boom!
I don't think that's an overreaction at all. I think they win the NFC East. That's not a surprise at this point in time.
Not the favorites.
I got it. I understand the Eagles have won 3 in a row, and Jalen Hurts hasn't thrown an interception or it's turned it over at all since the bye week, and that helps. And Nick Sirianni went full Private Pile with his haircut, and everybody else is living in a world of poop. So I get it, but you can't sit here and say the Commanders are not winning the division. With conviction. You can't say that with conviction.
Not with conviction.
And if you wouldn't mind putting up the NFC playoff picture for me, let's say they stay the 2 seed right now, 3 seed, even either one of those two, but they're the 2 seed right now. Oh, Commanders Eagles would be a playoff game, wouldn't it?
Oh, I love that.
But what if it's Commanders Vikings, Commanders Packers in DC?
Commanders Niners?
Those are all games that the Commanders can win due to the way they're playing.
Again, sometimes you're just destined. That's just your year.
Certainly looks that way when you're allowed to get a free 15 yards to set up a Hail Mary in which you're running around for 12 seconds so you can throw it 60 yards in the air.
Right.
And the guy who tips it spent the first 3 seconds of the play stunting. Did I use that right?
Stunting.
Thank you. Stunting. Did I use it right, gents?
Perfect. Okay.
All right. So that's not an overreaction.
All right.
Well done. Give ourselves a round of applause.
And I just want to pat myself on the back for being the bigger person here. I was going to do a one more, and I was going to troll you saying the Yankees are going to come back and win the World Series.
So what's that? Is that it?
Thank you.
But I didn't. Because as coming back from 3-0 is possible.
Doesn't make you big.
It is when you possible. Actually mention it.
No, no, I didn't do that.
No, but then you still did.
No, I didn't.
No, but then you said
no,
you mentioned it.
I didn't do the one, so I pat myself
no,
on the back.
No, he thought you said you was okay.
Right, I thought you was okay.
Yeah. Dance this drink over there. It was. All right, we'll take a break.
I had one of those Oreo donuts, by the way.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, were they good?
And? Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Hey, everybody, let's talk about Game Time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. And here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas, so you need to see the view from your seat. You also need to all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
By the way, I retweeted the poll question. What is your rock, paper, scissors strategy?
Yeah, I put one up there.
Currently, random is crushing. It's 68%.
Oh, nice.
Always rock, 17%. 8% paper. Always scissors, 7%. Scissors bringing up the rear.
I think rock is always my go-to, right? Isn't that everyone's go-to? I guess not.
I don't know. I'm not going to.
Rock. Mike, let's play real quick.
When you lose, I win.
One, right. Two, three, shoot.
One, two, three, shoot. I can't. We can't see.
I can't see what
it's
Mike
just, it's just terrible.
Mike, you did scissors. I did rock. You lose.
I lost. See?
7% loses to 17%.
There you go.
Well done, gents.
I was mixing.
I'm not going to say it in public. I'm just never going to do it. Last time I did rock, paper, scissors, it was the tortilla thing, and my kid slapped me across the face.
How is there not video of that?
There is video of it.
Oh, so what are we doing? Why haven't we shown it?
Because it's my backyard. I don't need to show my backyard. It's my own private situation. I also don't need my video show. Not everything needs to be shared on television, Chris.
You're the king of content. Yeah. This is all for content.
Yeah, that's all content. Amazing. Because when I want to share something, you're always saying someone's name.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, what am I talking about?
Okay. Exactly.
Who was that? Where were you at?
Yeah, where were you at?
That's fine. I mean, there's the difference between I don't need to show my children on TV slapping me with food stuff.
No, we don't want to. We don't need to see
funny.
That.
Funny.
Is it?
No, we don't need to see
if
that.
If you're getting slapped, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I like
to see that. Getting slapped.
We do not.
Cooper hit me so hard, my ear was ringing.
Whoa.
And Xander hit me so hard, my left cheek like was burning for like 15 minutes.
It
was
did you almost lose it for a second and be like,
no, I didn't. No, of course not. No. I'm best at ever. How dare you? Back on the Rich Eisen Show, Game Time tickets. Start buying tickets to anything in your area using the Game Time app. We do. We've used it, and you should as well. If you have not, just know this. You can get $20 off your first purchase if you use our promo code of Rich. That's new if you are new to Game Time app. If you are frequenting Game Time, you also know there's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes it even easier to see your favorite teams play live. By the way, Game Time is going to be great to get tickets to Game 6 of the World Series.
Ha 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 Can't even, not even with a straight face.
You got to see that your entire total for that game up front might be zero. Oh, my gosh. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH. Again, that's $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. So visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it?
Game time.
So there's a new cadence on our show every single week. There's Overreaction Monday podcast.
Yep.
Then there's Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday, after which there's What the Football. Then on a Wednesday, it's my power rankings during the main show, then no contest wrestling for the pod. Then on Thursday, where you get ready for Thursday Night Football, it's the Jim Jackson show for the pod. And then Thursday Night Football, Friday, we review everything. It's What's More Likely, right?
Correct.
That's the way our cadence is going. Goes. Well, there's a new Tuesday treat. Finding out what Jerry Jones is saying on his local radio show.
Oh, it's marvelous.
Oh, goodness.
Last 2 weeks, quite combative. I'm told it's a little less combative this time.
Oh wonderful.
Apparently, it's a little more of a sunnier disposition.
Gloves off.
That's what I've been told. What is he mentioning here? How am I setting this soundbite?
I haven't heard it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's about turning that frown upside down.
Oh, okay. Well, I need to pay attention to this.
Yeah, turn the Cowboys season around. Hit it. One off after.
But I have a lot of faith in these players, and I have a lot of faith in this coaching staff. And so the big thing is that's what we've got, and that's reality. And this coaching staff is, I know firsthand, I spend a lot of time around them. The coaching staff's got their eye on the things that we need to improve on. We need to improve on communication across the board, and we can. We'll have some players coming back that play critical roles for us. We ought to get better, and we're 7 games into this thing, 17-game season. Let's get this thing turned around and have a storybook ending to a rough start.
Okay. Hey. All right. That's very positive.
They're very positive.
Yeah.
Not talking about concepts and plans and...
Was he at the batting cages? What was going on at the beginning of that soundbite?
He might have been doing the dishes.
What was that?
I don't know.
De Niro.
Jerry hasn't done the dishes in a long time.
I'm talking about
he may never have done the dishes.
How do you know?
There's no Jerry washing dishes on the yacht.
I'm assuming. It's my bad.
And Atlanta, guys. Atlanta's up next. Atlanta's up next.
Oh,
Atlanta's
they might get blasted.
Up next.
DJ, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'll know that.
Then Philadelphia, Houston, and Washington.
That's 4 in a row. I mean, they're going to be 3-8.
Do you remember Dallas used to bring their own benches to D.C.? Remember that?
Yeah.
They still doing that?
The warm one. Well, ones the warm that were warming, ones, right?
Warming benches. Yeah, I mean, November 24th. Cold. It might be very cold. Oh, boy. Next 4 games. Storybook ending. Does that mean Micah's coming back this week?
I would hope so.
That was the assumption.
We need him. We need him and Tank and Bland. Let's go.
Yeah.
We need our closer. You know.
Who's that?
Micah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're T.J. Watt.
Yeah, exactly. Who, by the way, the Cowboys could have drafted, but we took Taco Charlton instead, and that's another thing that's just going to eat me up at night.
Does that eat you up worse, or does the
Jason Tatum,
does it the Tatum one?
Ooh, I don't know, Chris. Both of them probably kind of anger me when I think back on them. I don't know which one makes me more upset. I don't know.
Taco over Tank?
Yeah.
I mean, Taco over...
T.J. Watt.
T.J. Or
Fultz and
Markel Fultz
over Tatum.
When we had the number 3 pick, it was right there.
I think Fultz over Tatum's got to take the cake.
Yeah.
Over what, though?
I mean, what?
3 times. How many POIs does he have? 2, 3?
I don't know. If Jerry's probably looking at it, maybe he wouldn't be so great in their system.
Yeah, okay.
Right. TJ would be having a career. Going to be having a career year and a career. Yeah, in maybe, their system. Maybe. Just doesn't fit. It didn't fit.
Yeah, that's why I tried to tell you about Derrick Henry, and you're like, no, it would fit. But now TJ Watt wouldn't fit?
No, I mean, I'm just following Jerry. Just turn the frown upside down,
you
TJ. This is going to be a storybook ending. Didn't
you just want us to talk bad about
focus
a Michigan
on the
man
positive.
Taco. That's all.
Focus on the positive.
Bingo. All right, Phil, we're recording now. And please put your phone on silent.
Oh, where is my phone?
Let's go, man. Okay. Get it together over there, player. Go ahead. Pick on me the way that you want to.
I wouldn't say that to my son.
Just go.
All right, why would people want to listen to the Sims Complete podcast?
A father-son dynamic duo talking about the game of football.
We do a lot of quarterback and coach talks. It's fun. I love doing this. It's been awesome.
Sims Complete. Check us out on the Believe Network. Appreciate it.
Just search Believe, B-L-E-A-V, wherever you listen.